You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. A massive public transit project is under construction in Oakland. It's called Bus Rapid Transit, or BRT. It's an express bus line that'll run down International Boulevard in East Oakland. The project is already transforming some of Oakland's poorest neighborhoods. In November, we reported that some business owners are worried their stores won't survive the change. After listener Dan Keller heard our story, he wrote in to our community journalism project, Hey Area, with a question. KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter went to investigate.
Dan Keller is playing stand-up bass in an old storefront on International Boulevard, not too far from the Fruitvale BART station.
It used to be a music store as well as a recording studio.
Keller bought the building 3 years ago. Now it's a music studio and also his home.
Actually, I named the building Oakland Riviera.
Keller knows this street is changing fast. Construction is underway for Bus Rapid Transit, or BRT, a multi-million dollar project that will turn International into the East Bay's fastest bus route, with dedicated bus lanes and bus stops that look more like light rail stations.
Well, I think it's great. I think the more we get people out of their cars, that's good. I mean, they want to create a better city. And yet, I was surprised. A lot of people seem kind of bitter about it.
Keller heard my previous story about the project, which showed how some business owners are worried about traffic congestion and losing parking. Some of them are also worried that the line will drive up property values, displacing longtime businesses and residents. In that story, I talked to Sean Perry, a furniture store owner on International. After months of losing customers due to construction, he's now going out of business.
They're going to do it like they've done Emeryville. It'll be different.
I also reported that there was money available to prop up businesses that would be impacted by the project. And so a number of our listeners, including Dan Keller, wanted us to follow up on that.
Was any of that money actually spent? And if so, how?
How is that money being spent? Well, I did some digging, and here's what I found. There's $4.5 million total set aside to help businesses that will be permanently affected by the bus system. The money comes from the City of Oakland, the federal government, and AC Transit, which will operate the buses. And I found out that two businesses that have asked for help are just down the street from Keller's studio. Would you want to go check those out with me?
I would.
We walk four blocks down to the intersection of International and 20th Avenue, where there's a little shop on the corner.
And let's cross the street here.
The facade says V&A Appliances in faded lettering.
So as we can see, this is a place where they're selling and fixing really large appliances, refrigerators, washing machines.
A BRT station is going to be built on this corner, taking away the parking up front. There's no other parking for clients. I'd actually visited this store when I was doing my earlier reporting on the BRT line, and I met the owner, Vicente Soto.
Sí, la gente trae sus trocas, la gente trae sus camiones.
He's saying customers drive up to his shop in trucks and cars. It's not like they can take their washing machines on the bus. With the BRT station outside, Soto won't have enough room to bring appliances through his door. So he asked the city to help him relocate somewhere else.
Creo que vamos a remover, relocalizarlo, a cambiarlo pues de lugar.
Now, Soto is in line to get $100,000 from the city to help him buy a new building on International, further down into East Oakland.
There's an empty building right there, so we're pretty excited about that one.
Susana Villarreal manages what Oakland calls its business sustainability program for the BRT line. That program has two parts. One part basically provides advice and consulting to business owners. The other part is a $2 million fund for businesses that need to make more substantial changes. Villarreal says Soto is actually the first in line for that second pot of money.
We haven't spent 1 cent yet. So now with Vicente Soto for VA Appliances, that'll be our first spending the fund.
The fund was approved in July 2 years ago. Half of it comes from federal grant money that was supposed to be spent by June last year. So the program is at least a year behind schedule.
There's a lot of paperwork and, you know, making sure you have everything in order to do this and to get the free grant. So, yeah, unfortunately, it took off to a slow start and we're really looking forward to a faster one this year.
16 businesses could get funding this year. Villarreal says next year, more than 100 businesses could get support. But that's on a street with more than 1,000 businesses total. Just Kitty Corner from V&A Appliances is another store that has asked for help.
So this is a store you probably have not been to, am I correct?
You are correct.
Dan Keller and I cross the street and walk over to Generation Beauty Supply, another business that would lose street parking.
And what they really do mainly is bulk supplies. So they're selling to other beauticians and beauty stores the supplies they need.
We bump into Tania Z, who is carrying bags of nail products for her own business, Miss Glitter Nail Lounge.
We parked right in front and we were able to come right in, and we need the parking because we have heavy things and we are all Oakland business owners. They are and we are, and to support each other, we need to be able to park.
Inside, owner Alan Nguyen says he asked the city to help relocate the entrance to his business so customers can come park in the back.
I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that the city actually hurries up and with the process so we could get some help before the BRT project actually starts.
Villarreal says his original request ran into some trouble with building codes.
He will get the help moving the driveway, but the other things that he wanted on the side door cannot happen because of the codes.
Nguyen isn't confident he'll get any help at all.
Basically, there was really no solid answer because there was no single group or single person to handle the businesses. You know, it was just passed along. To this day, I really don't know which branch or who to call in the city because it was always someone new. And after I tried to call that person, and they were like, oh, sorry, you know, I got switched to a different department or so on.
According to Villarreal, contractors for the city have given business advice to more than 400 merchants affected by the BRT line. That includes Generation Beauty Supply because they're helping Nguyen apply for a grant to expand his driveway. But Nguyen is still waiting for the money.
It's been 3 years since we asked for help. And we shouldn't approach a situation where, you know, the water's up to our nose before we react.
Construction on the BRT is also a year behind schedule. AC Transit doesn't know when they'll begin working on this particular block. So Nguyen still has some time to prepare and adjust. But the schedule delays also mean that the city's budget for assistance is being stretched thin.
It's great to have BRT. It's great to have easy public transportation. But we also got to understand that we have to tread lightly. You know, it's like building a highway. Yeah, that's great. Millions and millions of people are going to use that highway. But you got to look back and look under who you just, you know, stomped on or who you just crushed just to get this project going.
AC Transit says their bus rapid transit service will begin in late 2019. On International Boulevard, I'm Eli Wirtschafter for Cross Currents.